Welcome to the No Spin News, October 21st, Monday, 2019. Fight for your freedom. So here's an interesting story that's underreported because people don't know what's going on, but I do because I know both guys. So Mitt Romney, former governor of Massachusetts, now senator from Utah. Romney, bitterly disappointed he isn't president. Bitterly disappointed. Donald Trump has everything that Mitt Romney wanted. And Mitt Romney can't figure it out. Mitt Romney says, I'm smarter than him. I'm a better man than he is. I can run the country better. Why aren't I there? Well, you know, the truth is Barack Obama out-campaigned you, governor. And I like Romney. I tell a funny story in my shows about that. I went to a Red Sox game with him and his wife and son. Tag Romney. And it was a really fun night. And I like him. But I know that, I'm not going to use the word jealous, but he thinks he can be a better person, and he still wants to be. And he's seething that Donald Trump has called him names, a loser, and a this, and a that, and he wants payback. Now, Mitt Romney is getting some payback. Roll tape.
So you said on Twitter that the president's brazen and unprecedented appeal to China and to Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden is wrong and appalling. You must feel a little lonely.
I'm used to being lonely, but I don't think there's any question but that going on TV on the White House lawn and saying, China, will you investigate my political opponent is wrong. It's a mistake. It was shocking, in my opinion, for the president to do so and a mistake for him to do so. I can't imagine coming to a different point of view. We certainly can't have presidents asking foreign countries to provide something of political value that is, after all, against the law.
Is Barack Obama an honorable man?
I believe he's an honorable man, yes, yeah. A good family man, and he made a lot of mistakes. Most presidents do.
Is Joe Biden an honorable man?
I don't know Joe Biden terribly well, but from everything I've seen and the interactions I've had with him, he seems to be a man of honor.
Is President Trump an honorable man?
I knew where you were going, but I'm not going to let you catch me in a corner. He has elements, I'm sure, of honor in his life, and there's things that I think are not honorable. And I mentioned that because of the payment to a porn star for sexual relations outside of marriage. Look, I'm one of those who believes that we have a responsibility to be honorable and faithful to our wives, and the president made a failing in that regard.
I had a couple of things. Romney shouldn't have said the last stuff. I mean, he'd be in judgmental. He shouldn't have done it. It was a cheap shot, I think. It's out of context. Now, the first stuff about violating the law by asking China to investigate. Look, I went over this and over this and over this. And President of the United States, the chief law enforcement officer in the country, if he thinks there's a scandal involving the Democratic Party, and he clearly does, in the 2016 campaign and the Obama administration, Donald Trump clearly believes that laws are broken by the Obama administration, and he wants them exposed. Now, does he know that asking China to investigate and Ukraine to investigate is going to cause trouble? Yeah, he knows, but he doesn't care. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. All right, Bernie Sanders, huge Queens rally. Now, you got to understand, a lot of poor people in New York City. Half now, I believe, of the 8.5 million people who live in New York City are foreign-born. A lot of them poor. They want USA to give them stuff. They need it. A lot of them are living in rat-infested tenements. I don't know if I could say rat-infested anymore, but they are. That's how Ocasio-Cortez got elected. All right? They're poor. These are poor people. And if Bernie's going to give them everything, they're going to vote for Bernie. So Bernie invites Ocasio-Cortez and Michael Moore to his rally. Go.
Behind closed doors, your arm is twisted. The vice pressure of political pressure gets put on you. And every trick in the book, psychological and otherwise, is used to get us to abandon the working class. And it is in, and it has been in that experience over the last 9 months that I have grown to appreciate the enormous, consistent, and nonstop advocacy of Senator Bernie Sanders.
Okay, I thought we had Michael Moore, but we don't. Oh, yes, we do. We have Michael. Roll it.
The only heart attack, the only heart attack we should be talking about is the one Wall Street is going to have when Bernie Sanders is president of the United States.
Hey, Mike, and I know him, I can call him Mike. On the subject of heart attacks, you need to shed a few pounds, boy. You're really, I mean, really, and I'm looking out for you. That you're getting too big. So Ocasio-Cortez endorses Bernie Sanders instead of Elizabeth Warren. Some people are asking why. I don't know. I don't know why. I will tell you that on the socialistic scale, they're both pretty close, but the true believer between the two is Sanders. Ms. Warren will compromise, and, you know, one time she was a capitalist, and maybe again she might be one. Bernie never. Bernie honeymooned in the Soviet Union. Okay. I have posted concierge emails on the set, because we want you to become a concierge. I'm going to read one. Susan Stegbauer, Hartford, Wisconsin, became a concierge member, says, I upgraded to concierge membership due to the tremendous respect I have for Bill's analysis and opinion on a variety of subjects. Since then, I've had personal responses from him on places to visit when I was traveling, as well as how to handle far-left relatives of my own family. This can be extremely frustrating, and Bill has helped me navigate through this without destroying irreplaceable relationships. That's what you get when you're a concierge member. You got a problem? If I can help, I will. You go on a trip, I'll help you. It's worth it. Check it out. And then we have all the others posted so you can read the other people who are happy about it. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So the final thought today is my column, He's Still the Avenger. And it's on President Trump. And when he goes to a rally now, he gets it all out there. Everything off his chest. It's cathartic for him. Catharsis. He loves the rallies. It's probably the highlight of his week when he does them. Because the people are there and they love him. It's back and forth. The energy feeds off itself. But why do 30,000 people show up in Dallas? Why? Because the folks who like President Trump, they know the fix is in against him.
And Americans, fair-minded people, they don't like the fixes in. I don't like it. So they go out and show their support. And he knows they're there because they're angry, and he gives a lot of sauce to the people who are hating on him. I don't think I ever thought I would say hating on him. But that's the current phraseology. And it's really interesting to watch the dynamic. But I have noticed, as I said earlier, that the president's anger is rising. It's not a good thing. Discipline in the Oval Office, mandatory. I hope he can bring it down. Maybe these rallies will do it. Get it out. Get it out. Important. Look, you like President Trump, you hate President Trump. Doesn't matter to me. Okay? What does matter to me is that you know the man has been treated awfully by the media and by the opposing party. I documented the United States of Trump. So whether you like him or hate him, what they have done to him and his family is terrible. We'll see you tomorrow.